Gotta be completely honest. Damn, it's been a minute since we didn't did this, right? If we being completely honest, the lights in your studio produce so much noise and audio, it is ridiculous. I know that's like a nerd thing. It was so funny. I was getting my teeth clean and sitting there talking to the dentist, and yo, this is disgusting, so don't y'all judge. This chick started like scraping shit out of my mouth, pause. And when she did it, she started handing it to me. She was like, look at this. And I was just like, yo, you are disgusting. I'm disgusting, clearly. And she was just like so geeked out about the nerd and stuff. And I was just like, damn, this is kind of cool, because I get like this with photography, but I don't hand people. Never mind. That's not even how this podcast was supposed to start. So ignore that. And I know somebody is probably judging, was like, ew, that's so nasty. Whatever, man. Look, I'm back and I'm ready to be back full time with this. If this is your first time listening, this is how the podcast was supposed to start. And I stole this, by the way. Well, it was put in my group. Let's be clear. All right, here we go. Good morning. We looked over your proposal and had a few concerns, and we were wondering how flexible you may be to adjust. The main concern we have is that we want the raw photos and more control over which photos are retouched and how. Okay, never mind. We'll break this down later. We have no issues whatsoever with keeping copies of the raws and using the photos touched up as you see fit in your portfolio and your ads. But because this is a once in a lifetime experience for us, we want a little bit more control over our final project and what it would look like. I think that's what they meant to say. I have a friend who is an event planner. That's a lie. And she said this is actually standard for couples to get the raw photos as well as retouched photos. Please let me know if you're willing to amend the proposal in these ways so that we can make our ultimate decision. Thanks. Hold on.
You having an unnatural allegiance to losers is not like you.
Now, I want to be very clear on how we get started with this podcast. Personally, if I had to be honest, I would love to know who sent this in to another photography group. It ended up in mine. I would love to know, what were they thinking? Who are these people? What do they look like? What do you think? That'll let me know their budget, right? And then it'll let me know. Then I kind of want to know their process. Like, did they put this in a group laughing like, hey, yo, look at this mess that I got? Or was it like, hey, guys, what should I do? Because in different photo groups, you get different things, right? For an example, dang, I don't want to throw nobody on the bus. But if you go to, what's my sis name? Build and Bloom. I don't even know if she photographs anymore or what she does, but she has a massive Instagram group. I mean, Facebook group. It's called Build and Bloom. I think her name is Jessica. It's a lot of people in different stages of photography. Some people are experts. Some people, this is like, they're just happy to find a community of photographers, versus if you go into like the Rock Hill, South Carolina photo group, it's a bunch of nobodies in there. Like, nobody don't know what the hell they doing. No disrespect if you in there. I'm in there still, so, because I don't know what I'm doing. So it's super funny, right? So I always ask myself, like, I wonder what were these individuals thinking when they produced this? Because let's break this down completely. This is a crock of shit. Sorry, if I did a little pause, so just in case your kid is there, you knew that I was about to curse. I'm not going to cuss too much more, but this is a load of crap right here, man. Let's break this down. We looked over your proposal and had a few concerns. That's not a red flag, but when you read that as a creative, it's like, what could it be? Because you want to make sure you should be, when you send a proposal, first of all, proposals ain't that big. It's really like, here are my services. This is the price. That's it. Now, some of y'all, I done seen a couple of y'all proposals, and yeah, I would just run. If I'm not willing to spend the bottom dollar or see if you can work with me somehow, I'm just running, or I'm accepting, right? And I done seen some of y'all proposals where it's like stupid. I remember one time a photographer showed me his proposal, and for showing up was like a $300 fee. Now, somebody was like, what's wrong with that? Well, he had a fee for everything else, right? There was a shooting fee. There was a editing fee, there was a setup fee, but then it was like a miscellaneous charge for like $300 to $500. And I was like, what is that for? Oh, that's for me to get there, like me to show up. And I was like, yo, if I'm the client, I'm running because there's a miscellaneous fee for a few $100. And if you tell me it's for my show up fee, I'm going to laugh. That person is no longer a photographer, by the way. But let's get to it, right? We are wondering how flexible you may be to adjust. Now, this doesn't bother me, but it lets me know it's time to dance. It also, if I'm a busy photographer, it lets me know, like, all right, you can dip. If I'm not a such a busy photographer, then I figure out, yo, how bad I want this money. Or did I throw some bull crap in the invoice to make them say, hey, let's write this back? But anyway, let's keep going. Our main concern is that we want the raw photos. That's a no. I hate when people ask this because we as photographers have officially ruined what raw photos mean. If you come to me and ask me for a raw photo, I know what you mean, but I'm not giving you what you asked for because that's not what you asked for. Well, excuse me. If you ask me for it, I'm going to offer it to you, but I'm not going to give you what you mean, even though I know that you're using an incorrect term. So when somebody asks me for a raw photo, I say, hey, that's fine. It is a large file. Here's one just for you to preview to understand. And I send them some BS, eyes closed, raw file, right? That I know personally with my camera is 50 megabytes because I have an R3. And I know they have not one program on their computer to download it and view it. And if they do, they find a way to download and view it, they're going to be pissed at what they got. I know that's not what they meant. We have to get back. When people ask for raw photos, you need to give them a price for a actual raw photos, not no unedited JPEG. That is not a raw photo. If they want an unedited JPEG, you charge them something different for that, or you tell them no. It's very simple out here. But photographers, we're going to get to how photographers has cheapened the brand. And also, I'm going to give y'all an introduction of who I am. But we'll get there in a little bit. Hold on, where we at? More control over the pictures and retouch how. The main concern is that we want the raw photos and more control over which photos are retouched and how. Now, I don't have too much of a problem with that because personally for me, if you book me for your wedding, I allow you to select images that go into your wedding book. Now, so that's the problem of, yo, I don't really mind the retouch and how they done. I got you on there, right? Some people like to select their pictures for their books, the ones they get printed, which is all fair and good. And if you don't allow that, then you kind of like ridiculous. However, I have been in, I remember one time I was trying to do a giveaway. This is pre-COVID. This might be like 18. I'm doing a wedding giveaway, and in that wedding giveaway, I had a chick who wanted to book me. She was happy. She liked my work. And then she hit me up and said, hey, I want you to edit this style. And I felt disgusted telling her that, yo, that's just a preset. Like, I can get that preset. There's nothing to that. There's no shooting that way. Your pictures won't look that way. When we do the preset, it's going to be this way. And she didn't book me. And I wouldn't have booked me either because even if it was a giveaway, the funny part was it was a free photo photography, a free wedding for her. But she was just like, nah, I ain't gonna book you. And I wouldn't have either, because if the response is, yo, it's just a preset, then you dumbing down what I thought was such an amazing thing. You just made me realize what I really wanted is basic. And people hate that. I was such an asshole. We have no issues with whatsoever about you keeping copies of the raws and the photos touched up as you see fit. Well, duh, it's my photos. But because this is a once in a lifetime experience for us, we want a little bit more control over our, and our is all caps. That lets me know that whoever sent this, their fiance talked them off a ledge of talking reckless and said, hey, dally back a little bit. But they couldn't help themselves, so they had to put our in all caps. Will look like, I have a friend who was an event planner. I don't give a damn. First of all, you don't. The reason why I know is because you're lying. Whenever people have to say, hey, this is an industry standard or industry practice, they are lying. They don't know the industry. Somebody told them that. I guarantee her friend only do family reunions, and she do the cheap ones, Myrtle Beach, right? They go to the beach and they just had their family meet them there for the day. And they say, hey, this is our family. I know a liar when I hear one. I want to welcome everybody to the Paid and Exposure podcast. My name is Gavin, a.k.a. Coke, a.k.a. whatever you want to call me. You know what it is. I've been missing. I went to Disney World. I have a 2-year-old that talks back. I've been contemplating going back to corporate. I'm tired. I don't even know how to say it, right? Like, life has been lifing in so many different ways. I had one of my favorite things is my last YouTube video. I put it up on YouTube. It was me giving a review over the Canon R3. And one of the dudes in the comments said, yo, did you even use the camera before you did a review on it? Because it didn't seem like it. And this MF-er, I wanted to cuss his ass out so bad until I realized he wasn't lying. Because while I've had the Canon R3 for probably a year, I never really used it for video. So I couldn't find certain settings on it when I was trying to explain something. And he lit my ass up. He did what I used to do back in the day. Being like, yo, I appreciate all this, but do you know what you're talking about? And so, but yeah, I've been tired. I've been a photographer. Let me put it like this. I did the math. And now I'm about to sound crazy. In 2 years, I would have been taking photos for half of my life. And that is a scary thing. Scary because it's like, dang, I've been doing this. You go through these highs and lows of like, am I motivated? Do I really care? Do I want to care more? You get to this, let me pump myself up before I get to a shoot. Or you're like super excited to do a shoot. And then when you get there, you realize like, ugh, this is trash, right? And I'm finding unique ways of doing that and being there. And I'm trying to ask myself, what am I doing? So that's the reason why I was looking at corporate. Plus, like, money was weird, you know. So here's the joke. And I'm not trying to get you all of my business. But one of the funny things is I'm renovating my home. And I'm like, yo, I don't want to, like, go pimp myself out to get more money to be more tired in this. You know, my favorite thing to say about photography is if you make 100K in photography, you probably could have made 150K doing a whole nother job and doing less work. Right? This is the only job where you wake up at 9, you go to sleep at like 10, and you find work to do all the time, whether it's editing, answering emails, marketing, studying a competition, trying to figure out a way to be like, yo, how can I get ahead of these people doing $30 headshot sessions? I seen a dude in Charlotte, not even gonna shout you out, bro. It is highly disappointing. Doing $30 photo shoots. Matter of fact, excuse me, that dude was in Atlanta. The guy in Charlotte is doing free photo shoots, 20 minute sessions. Is either 20 or 30 minute sessions, and he's just offering it for free. I never get upset, and I know everybody's favorite line is like, oh, you know, don't worry about it. Those are not your clients. And it's like, yo, that sounds cool. Until your clients say, hey, this risk isn't that high. If I don't like the photos, maybe somebody can fix it. Maybe I can go on Fiverr. Who cares, right? So they go and do it, and then they ruin it, and then they never come back to you because they know you charge a couple hundred dollars for headshots. They just kind of find ways. They just float, right? And we love to act like the 1% of clients, the 1%, the people who got the money, the people who have expendable cash, the people who appreciate the art. I'm talking about the top of the top. They're the 1% for a reason. It ain't a million of them walking around. You know what I'm saying? So it's super interesting. I don't know what episode this is. I haven't recorded in weeks. I am going to start recording back weekly because now I got a little bit of a gap. To be fair, like I said, where have I been? I have a dad podcast. It's called the Black Dads Club. If you want to hear two dads talk about issues, not all shit. I don't even know if 75% of the issues are black, but it's fun. You know what I'm saying? We don't really talk about race. We do talk about, man, we talk about dad stuff. You know what I'm saying? We was talking about Cam Newton yesterday. We was talking about Outkast. We was talking about why you should buy Huggy diapers over Pampers. Like, we talk about random stuff, but it's cool. That podcast has been growing. We are the number one black dads podcast in the country. That's what I really been focused on. trying to get that off the ground, trying to get sponsorships, trying to figure out a way that I can quit photography doing that. I encourage everybody that's a photographer, figure out what you want to do outside of photography. Like, you could come up with another hobby and figure out how you can make 30 to 40 grand doing that throughout the year. And it shouldn't take you, you know, 8 hours of the day to do it. That's my goal now. It's like, all right, cool. I take every week, I probably spend 15 hours on my podcast, my other podcast. And I'm like, all right, how can I take those 15 hours and maximize it to make me 30, 40, 50 grand this year? So there, yeah, that's what I've been up to, man. Been running around. Like I said, went to Disney. If you ever go to Disney, do not get the photography pass, whether you got your family or not. I don't know what you should do. It should just be a bunch of selfies. However, if you go with a group, I take this, and I hope my other group mates don't hear this. Y'all should all go in on one family getting a family pass, and that's all you got to do. And everybody else gets selfies. Everybody hold cameras, pictures, and y'all just use the family, the photography pass at Disney to do y'all big group shots. Other than that, bump it, man. It's seriously pointless. But it's definitely, it's a crock of shit. I think it was going to be, which if you go into Disney, it's not that much money anyway. It was only like $200, but we went with two other families. They got it. My wife said she didn't want it. Plus, they didn't offer it to me when I bought my tickets, which pissed me off. But I was like, whatever. And we got down there and we didn't feel like we missed out on anything. You know what I'm saying? Plus, we got to go back. Yo, I was in a group, and I ain't going to hold y'all too much today, but I was in a group and they were talking about I ain't going to hold y'all because I'm rendering a video. I'm trying to get Premiere Pro to speed up an hour long podcast that I just did. And it was giving me like 2 hour rendering time. And I'm like, yo, something ain't right. I did update my drivers and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm trying to get everything straight. But anywho. I was in a group and a guy was in there questioning because he was approached by an artist who wanted to do a painting of one of his pictures to gift to somebody who was winning an award. So let's say it was like a president of a school. This painter came to this photographer who took the person's headshot and was like, yo, can I use your picture as inspiration? Now, there was a big debate in this group is if how much this painter should pay him. I always believe in compensation, especially if somebody wants you used for inspiration. I also believe in, yo, you don't have to hit everybody in the head. You know what I'm saying? I've had a painter reach out to me and say, yo, can I use your picture as such and such? And I was just like, yeah, do your thing. I don't care. I don't know if that was the right thing to do. I don't know if I was cheapening the brand of photography that is. I don't know if it was disrespectful to other photographers. I'm very cognizant of that now. I use that in my head like, yo, am I leaving the art in a worse state that it was in before I got here? But yeah, I was like, go ahead and take it. And, you know, I was looking at this photographer and I was like, bro, I don't think they need to ask you. I think they could just to be nice, but I don't think they really need your permission. And then the topic came up of Barack Obama's 2012 election. Whenever Barack's first term was, right? And the conversation was when Barack first came in there, somebody at Getty took his picture. Another photographer at Getty, dumbass, took the picture, threw it in Photoshop, made it an illustration through Photoshop, literally took the same as that picture, used it, and then it just got settled because that other photographer went on to sell posters, T-shirts, everything of that painting, and it got settled. And they, you know, they got sued and they're talking about past compensation and future. And I had to explain to that person like, yo, they actually took a photo and allowed a program to paint it. So, yeah, you didn't have copyright to take my photo and reproduce it. I guess with the painting, I don't know, because it is an artist creating a different art. Right. Like if I go take a picture of a building, Do I need to go talk to the architecture who created that or, you know, whatever and say, hey, I took a picture of your creation? I don't know, man. I think it's a slippery slope. But if anybody got any insight in that, let me know. You know, cheapening the brand is funny because you see it every day, right? Which is why I wanted to get back into that, which is why I mentioned the whole $30 photographer in Atlanta who I've seen doing photo shoots. I've seen the guy doing free headshots in Charlotte. I've seen a photographer who in my city personally go around and say, I'm not running sales no more. I've been running sales since January 1st, right? Every freaking day. And the brand is getting cheapened. And it's funny because as the brand gets cheapened, we still run into these situations where it's like, damn, you got to raise your price even though the price of the brick is going low. So let me explain what I mean. For those who are not cultured and don't know what that means, whenever like times is tough and people are like, yo, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get out here and make it tough. I don't know how to survive. There's always this saying in the hood, like, yo, sell a brick. Like, make it happen, which means when your back is against the wall, do whatever it takes to make the money. We don't mean for you to actually go out here and sell drugs, but it's like, yo, sell a brick, bro. Like, get to it. Go get on your grind. Grind. You know, we love to think drug dealing is easy. I've never done it, but when I was younger, I used to think it was easy. Then I think about it, I'm like, yo, this shit seemed kind of hard. But anyway, sorry. I'm getting distracted. So, but the price of a brick is getting so cheap because it's like, damn, you almost got to sell your ass out here because people are wilding out. Now, I got a funny story. I was going to talk about Manny getting robbed allegedly on a train in a different country. Yo, I don't know. I read that article about Manny Ortiz. Shout out to him. I ain't trying to say my dog is lying. I am trying to say that story is fishy. That's all I say. It sounded fishy that an ex-police officer was on a train and his photography equipment was right there beside him the whole time. He didn't move. He saw somebody in front of him that was looking at him fishy. And you know what? After hours, you know, he just realized that his stuff was gone. And it's several cameras, several lenses. It's definitely interesting that, you know, that's how it went. Now, if he would have said, yo, I was on the train, my bags was under my seat, they reached under, they got my bags while I was distracted by this guy, cool. Plus, you know, I'm just saying it sounded fishy. But my man had insurance, and he got it all replaced. And I'm going to leave it at that. But I'm glad he's safe, no matter what. Even if that's the scam you pulled off, even if it was a scam, you did it the right way, bro. Did it the right way. And I'm sure you about to get sent more free shit because people going to feel bad for you. But, you know, either way, I thought it was definitely interesting. Several Charlotte brides said they were scammed by a local wedding photographer. Bride said Allie Robbins of Olivia Photography broke their contracts, didn't give them their photos, ignored them for months. The brides had to get the police involved. We could not get a hold of her. I tried multiple times. They said they, this is amazing. Lim, which is a bride, said she hired Robbins to capture her big day. She said there was no problems. Said there were no problems at the start, but the day of the wedding, that's when issues began. She showed up 2 hours late. Then the cake cut and the send off were celebrated. The next day, she showed the couple of some sneak peeks, but after that, silence. That ain't even a funny one. Where's the funny one? Oh, here's the other one. Harley Davis was one of the other brides who hired Robbins to photograph her wedding in 2017. Also, she been scamming. And I'm going to get to that. She did finally show up to the venue at 1:30 when she was supposed to be there at 9. Now, that is wild. Showing up to a wedding, do the math. Showing up to a wedding four and a half hours late is wild. And then she left at 4. She came up and said, hey, I got to go. 2 hours later. So you were supposed to be booked from 9 to 6. It was a 9-hour wedding that you were supposed to be there for. And you showed up 4.5 hours late and you left 2 hours early. So out of a 9-hour wedding day, you did literally You did literally 2.5 hours of work. That is crazy. Cause I know you got paid in full to be there. I want to highlight something. This is why wedding photography is about to go up. This is why if you are decent, good, or even if you are at least decent, you should raise your wedding prices. If you do business the correct way, you should raise your wedding prices today. This young lady, never met her, don't know her. And I like to express that she is north of Charlotte. Let's get that clear. They always just like to do Charlotte because it's easy. I love when people say, oh, I'm in Charlotte. And it's like, nah, bro, you in Kannapolis, which is 45 minutes away. You in Concord, which is 45 minutes away. You in Rock Hill, which is 30 minutes away. Like, you're not in Charlotte, bro. Like, let's keep it a buck. However, sis has been scamming for the last 7 years. I have seen this, whether it was Eben Patton, who's no longer allowed to do business in the city under her name, I believe, allegedly. But she got in trouble for the same thing. Eben Patton was a Charlotte photographer. She got me. And you know what? When she got, I laughed because I told my wife I should blow her spot up. I had this podcast that exists today. I was hinting at it when I was going through the shit with her, right? So let me give a little backstory about Eben and how this all ties in to with this girl, Olivia. Eben Patton was a photographer who was charging a premium early in the game, which is great. Beautiful. I think we talking about I got married in 08. So you talking about 2016. I got married in 2018. We're talking about 2016, probably when I did my engagement shoot. She was hitting girls in the head for like $600 to $800 for a regular like branding session of two outfits, but she was doing it the right way, right? She was getting all the hot girls. I ain't calling myself a hot girl. We'll get to me in a little bit. She was getting all the hot girls and was charging them like backhanded, right? Hey girl, I do your photos for you. Don't worry about it. We're gonna make sure you look good. She's getting all the bottle girls, which is smart. Oldest trick in the game, right? You get the bottle girl who is pretty, who does her makeup good, has long extensions, eyebrows are micro braided. You know that the upkeep of themselves is so high. So your biggest concern is getting them to show up, because if you get the hot girls, they might not show up or they'll show up late. So you need them to show up. Y'all show up. You take a couple photos of them on some new endeavor that they never going to do. You post the pictures and boom, you got a pretty girl. The guys want to know who the chicks is to get the guy, like to give the guy the information. You tell him like, yo, I need some money. Like, yo, you got to book me for your really high-end business. And yeah, I connect you and the girl because she needs whatever. Boom. It's a win. Trust me, I've seen this 100 times. So in those days, I needed a photographer. I had an idea of using everybody black for my setup. I ain't here to shit on black businesses. All I'm going to say is motherfuckers ain't hit me back. I'm going to leave it at that. So I'm like, yo, Eben is cool. I like her work. I like her style. I want to use her. And so I hit up Eben. Everything is straight. She shows up late to my shoot. I'm gonna just put it at that. Shorty had the nerve to ask me to buy her something to eat to have it ready when she shows up late to the shoot. And shout out to Ivan Mendez. He was the videographer. He showed up early. He knew what was up. He answered every email, every consultation. Which is why I don't shit on people of color don't know how to handle business, because this guy, a man of color, answered every email. He set up several consultations. He had the payment plan. He knew exactly what was up every step of the way. And he set it up and very, very, very like he did exactly what he told me he was going to do. And he under promise over delivered. So the person of color outperformed the person not of color. So which is why I don't shit on people like, oh, black businesses don't do this. Brown businesses don't do this. So anyway, we get there. Me and Ivan is looking at each other like, yo, what the hell is Eben at? Eben shows up late. My girlfriend at the time, who I'm about to propose to, is kind of concerned on why the hell I am buying our late ass photographer coffee. And in my wife's mind, she's always said it, yo, you never late. So how the hell we buying her coffee? But whatever. coffee and whatever else we got. So we get it. We start to shoot. Everything goes fine. The whole shoot was fine. I'm going to tell you that. The girl, Evan, I don't know what she had going on, but she went over and beyond during the shoot. I will say that. Great experience through the shoot. Have no complaints there. I speed this up. We get done with the shoots. I get some sneak peeks the next day. They look great. We go about our business. For the next 8 weeks, I am writing Evan every few days to figure out where the hell my picture's at. 8 weeks for an engagement, for a proposal, an hour-long proposal shoot. 8 weeks. My video was returned to me in 2 weeks, I believe, maybe even less. And it was a great video. My freaking pictures. Mind you, you already sent me sneak peeks. All right, I know how this goes. I know you're not finna do no scan editing. I know you're not like, yo, we got to the point. Shorty started calling me to ask me to borrow photo equipment. And I had to be like, yo, sis, you owe me pictures. I paid you. You cost the same amount as my videographer. Like, you owe me some money. Like, what the hell are we doing? Finally, I get the pictures. And it's so funny because I get the pictures. I tell her, thank you. My wife loves them. We appreciate you. Boom, because I know I'm never going to speak to her again. I go to an event that night, a fundraiser, and guess who I run into? Her. My exact words when I saw sis was, hey, you do understand that if I wouldn't have got my pictures today and I saw you tonight, she was going to turn this place out because my wife don't play that shit. And she looked, she apologized, and she walked off. And that's the last time I seen her besides when Attorney General hit me up, the news contacted me, and I told him, I was like, yo, I can't speak out about her. And my reasoning was because I actually got my pictures. It took 2 months. She told me it'd take a week, 2 weeks max. It took 2 months. And I said, I would feel bad being a photographer shitting on another photographer because I could really embarrass her. And I would pour it on, right? Long story to say this, when the stories did come out, when the stories did and I was reposting them and sharing them like, yeah, this is actually the person who took my pictures. You know what happened? A lot of girls came to me, a lot of women, excuse me, they're not girls, they're grown ass women. A line of grown ass women came to me and said, yeah, we knew this. She been getting us. And I said, what the hell? I'm talking about prominent women in this city, prominent women who got money, they man got money, somebody got money over there, right? Makeup artists, hairstylists, nutritionists, branding people. They all lived in one little area of Charlotte, two areas, some Lake Norman, some South End. But they knew that this chick was doing this for years. They let her skate. Why do people allow photographers to skate? Simply because of pride. People are afraid to say, I got. So with that, photographers get to prey on those individuals and say, I'm no longer afraid of being got. I am over you. It's done. Right. It takes one person who's like, nah, you know what? Olivia Photography or whatever your name is. I want my $4,000 back. This chick was charging $4,000 for wedding photography. Imagine this. She charged $4,000 for wedding photography. And showed up for 2.5 hours. And that ain't even the funny part. She promised the chick a new photo shoot and decided not to give it to her because she told people that she showed up late and left early. So you know what the girl gave her? She met her at Best Buy and gave her a $50 Best Buy gift card. That shit is wild to me. It's all in the article. I ain't making nothing up. This is all, you know, with Olivia Photography. But you know, when I saw Olivia, I said, oh, this is what Evan did. Evan got everybody like this. And I'm pretty sure when you go to different cities, you'll see it's a photographer in these different cities getting off on people who are too prideful to say, hey, I was taken advantage of. So I'm encouraging photographers who aren't like this, who are like quality photographers who handle their business the right way. It is time to say, yo, I got to charge a premium if you want me to do my job. Why? Because I know that the scammers are up in their prices. That's what I'm basically trying to get at. Keep that in mind. The scammers have raised their prices. People of quality, it is time to raise ours. The scammer is supposed to look and say, yo, you charging $10? All right, I'm going to scan them at least six, maybe four, but I'm at least try to get six. The scammers is like, wait a second. They charging 10. I got to charge 15. Because I know they got the 15. The scammers are out of control. But it is interesting, man. It is interesting. I had another point I was going to bring up, but I can't think of it at the moment. Yeah, man, that's all I got for y'all today, man. I got to shoot today, so I got to get prepared for it, allegedly. And then I got to post online to make y'all realize I still am a photographer. Yo, what? A woman loses $800,000, $800,000 disability case after photos emerge of her winning a tree throwing competition. Let me see what color she is. She ain't one of us, but that is wild. That is a wild thing, man. But yeah, I would have said this was AI as well. Anywho, I'm not even going to get into AI. All I'm going to say is somebody going to have to let me know I was right about them digital backgrounds and y'all not putting digital photos in photo groups anymore. Somebody got to let me know I was right because y'all tried to kill me for that. Not our group, but y'all know the other groups. Anyway, man, with that, I'm going to holler at y'all next time.
Welcome to the Paid and Exposure Podcast.
Let's get it.
A podcast about helping our community of photographers to reach the next level in their business. We just love.